John Sonnemoto postgame show begins from downtown Huntsville, Alabama. The Ferris State Hockey team with a 2-1 victory over the Chargers here tonight. And it's Ferris State continuing to stay in the win category. A victory over the 8th-ranked team in the country last weekend against the Bowling Green State Falcons. And now here tonight over the Alabama Huntsville Chargers. Let's go downstairs to the Bulldog Hockey locker room. Assistant coach Dave Sensor joining us now. Coach, your thoughts on the 2-1 victory here after the long trip from West Michigan down to Huntsville, Alabama.
Well, it's a great win, Dom. I thought it was a hard-fought win from start to finish tonight. I was impressed with the way the guys played. You know, we knew coming in that speed was our greatest asset against this team. You know, Huntsville's they're a very hardworking team, and they're a gritty group. And they had a four-game home-winning streak coming into this. So, and they took 3 out of 4 points on the road last week at Lake State. So we knew what we were in for. But I give the guys a lot of credit for playing with speed, attacking with speed all night, and then. Holding on and playing some good defensive hockey down the stretch there with the 2-1 lead.
Well, how about Dominic Panetta? He played both games last week in Bowling Green, or he was in the lineup for both games, was not fully recovered yet, so saw limited ice time action. Tonight he gets the full nod from the training staff and the coaching staff and scores shorthanded for Ferris State to put the Bulldogs up 1-0 early in the game, 4.5 minutes in.
Yeah, I give Dom a ton of credit because, he really worked hard to get back in the lineup. It's tough to suffer the injury he did, and, you know, the tough for him thing for him was he wasn't able to partake in any sort of physical activity either while the concussion issue mended. So, you know, it's a long time to be away from not just hockey but being active. But he really, really, he's a hardworking kid. He worked hard to get back in shape, and he brought a jump tonight, not only on the ice but to the locker room as well. And I think guys were excited and happy to have him back. And what a lift he did provide on that penalty kill. Just a great energy play to go out to the point, challenge the guy. A great takeaway on his part. Then. He came in with a lot of speed on the breakaway and heck of a finish, so I can't say enough. And beyond that, too, after he finished that shift, he had some other really good. I thought him and Zach Zahner played really well together today, and they were able to generate some really good 5-on-5 scoring chances for us.
Assistant coach Dave Sensor with us downstairs in the Bulldog Hockey locker room right now on the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Dogs win 2-1 tonight over the Alabama Huntsville Chargers. Let's stick with the penalty kill. Were you happy with the special teams for the Ferris State hockey team tonight, coach?
Yeah, you know, they're a tough team to kill against. They have one of the, you know, they're the power plays in the top four in our league, and we knew that coming in that they do have a good power play, and they're opportunistic with that. And so I thought for the most part, you know, we did give up that goal early in the third, and we'll have to, watch the tape and, work with a player or two on that one probably. But, you know, for the most part, it was a really good night in terms of the penalty kill. And, the special teams, the power play looked pretty good. We had some good possession time. You know, that at 5-on-3, you know, they didn't quite work out quite the way we'd like. But for the most part, yeah, the special teams, they were good tonight. And, in a 2-1 game, that shorthanded goal really makes a world of difference. So.
How about Chad McDonald as well, getting on the board, a breakaway from the circle in, right wing circle, top shelf, short side, to put Ferris State up 2-1 in the eventual game-winning goal for Chad McDonald, his 9th of the season. Probably good to see him to get back on the board after missing 2 breakaways basically last weekend against Bowling Green back home in Big Rapids.
No question. And, you know, it's kind of toys with your head sometimes when you have the kind of opportunities he did have last weekend. You know, he was a part of some pretty good scoring chances and just couldn't quite finish last weekend. But, you know, he is a finisher by trade, and, you know, he's a goal scorer. So we knew it was just a matter of time before he got back on the board. So hopefully that, you know, really ignites his confidence and he can keep it rolling for us.
Last but not least, Coach, before we let you go, I don't want to waste much more of your time here. Thoughts going into tomorrow's game, a preview for what Ferris State needs to continue, some things you liked and didn't like in this competition tonight.
Well, we need more of the same, Dom. You know, we have to continue to play with speed, and, you know, we have to dictate the play to them. You know, they're a team that doesn't change a lot in terms of, what you see is what you get. You know, with the defensive hockey they play, they're well coached. They do some things that are a little bit different, but they do them very well. And so I don't see them changing a lot. We know what the effort's going to be. We know what the X's and O's are going to be from them tomorrow night. And, it's just we're going to have to really bring the same type of game, if not better, to be able to come out victorious, because I guarantee that they're going to be good and we're going to see the same effort from them. So, you know, we have to duplicate in our part as well.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. We'll see you back at the hotel.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the assistant coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Dave Sensor. Ferris State wins 2-1. Don't go anywhere. Coming up after this, the box score recap with the audio highlights. Dogs went 2-1. This is Ferris State Hockey on Sunny 97.3 FM.